Welcome to Season 3 of Accountancy on Prescription. This week, Emma Pottinger is joined by Danielle Ganaway. They unpack one of the biggest changes to Companies House in years. The government has introduced major reforms that every limited company needs to know about. If you're a director or a person with significant control, action is required now. And in this episode, we will guide you through what's changing and what you need to do next. Accountancy on Prescription by RBP, one of the leading firms of medical specialist accountants. We know what you find tough, but don't you worry, as we know our stuff. Welcome to this week's episode of Accountancy on Prescription. I'm Emma Pottinger, the Practice Director at RBP, and today I'm joined by Danielle Ganaway. She is our Company Secretarial Manager. She's worked with RBP now for 12 years. However, I've known her for a lot longer as she's also my daughter. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Emma.
So today we're going to discuss another major change from the government, and this is the Economic Crime and Corporate Transparency Act.
Yep, that's right. So it's a major update from Companies House that will impact all limited companies in the UK, and it's also mandatory from next month.
So now all of our clients have received information in respect to today's topic. However, Danielle, for our listeners, could you just give them a brief overview of exactly what the Act is and why is Companies House introducing these new ID verification rules?
Absolutely. So this Act is the biggest update to Companies House since it was founded in 1844. It basically aims to improve corporate transparency by ensuring Companies House can verify the identities of all company directors and persons with significant control.
So what's the aim of this?
It's being used to help stop economic crime, to protect national security, and also in general, just to make it safer and easier to do business in the UK.
So what does this mean for companies that already exist? I mean, do directors and PSCs need to verify their identities right away?
Yeah, absolutely. So existing companies will need to have all directors and PSCs verify their identities within a set time frame. The new rule comes into force now and coincides with the company's next confirmation statement filing.
So what about new directors or PSCs?
Anyone new will now need to verify their identity before they can even be appointed on Companies House.
Oh, wow. So what about new companies? Are the rules different for them?
Slightly. So for new companies, again, all directors and PSCs must complete identity verifications and be issued their personal code before a company can even be set up.
Okay. So what do directors and PSCs need to provide to verify their identities? I mean, is it complicated?
It's pretty straightforward. So firstly, you will need a .gov UK1 login account, as you will need this in order to verify your identity. You basically have three options of how you can verify yourself. The quickest and simplest method is to do it using the gov.uk1 login mobile app. But you can also do this by answering security questions or even verifying yourself in person at the post office.
Okay, so that's good for people that aren't too savvy on computers.
Absolutely.
So what documents do you need?
You need to have a valid UK driving licence or a UK or foreign passport. So it's vital that you make sure that these documents are in date now. If you're verifying your identity using the mobile app, you will need to start the process on a laptop or tablet. The website will then prompt you to download the gov.uk1 login mobile app, which will be used to prove your identity.
So how do you prove your identity through the app?
You will need to scan your passport or driving license, and it will then prompt you to take a selfie through the app. This will then basically match your face ID to your photo identity. Once you've then matched your face to your photo identity, the app will then ask you to continue on your laptop or tablet, where you will then finish proving your identity.
So once someone verifies their identity, what happens next? I mean, I heard there's a special code that's involved.
Yes. So after verification, Companies House will then issue a personal code. Now, this code is crucial because it proves you've passed the identity check and you will need it for any future appointments or filings that require personal verification.
So this code's pretty important.
Absolutely. It's essential that you make a note of this.
So do RBP need this code?
Yes. So we will need this code for all directors and PSCs, but only if we are responsible for carrying out company secretarial filings on your company's behalf.
Okay, understand. And any final tips for companies preparing for these changes?
start doing this now. It is absolutely fundamental that you get your personal code as soon as possible.
Understood. All right. Thank you so much, Danielle. This has been really helpful.
It's no problem at all. We have also included in the show notes a link to Companies House website, which will then provide you all with further information if need be.
Okay, that's really useful. So we hope you've enjoyed today's show. If you have, please kindly like and feel free to share with your friends and colleagues. Bye for now.
You have been listening to RBP's Accountancy on Prescription podcast. For any updates, please visit www.rbp.co.uk or follow us on Twitter at RBPCA. The contents of this podcast is for general guidance and informational purposes only and does not constitute any form of advice. The information provided by RBP is of a general nature. Appropriate and tailored advice or independent research should be obtained before making any decisions. RBP does not accept any liability for any loss or damage which is incurred from you acting or not acting as a result of listening to Accountancy on Prescription.